Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe. Taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. And I believe. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing. Everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people. Gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's gotta hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. How's everybody doing? I see everybody on the check-in. Leave me something in the comments so I can be able to shout you out. I love to see my worldwide audience is coming from everywhere. That definitely motivates me and empowers me to know that, you know, when I get up in the morning, sometimes I struggle with my Monday mornings. I'm not going to lie. I love to be transparent with my audience. I waited until the last minute, right? But I still came on because I know that you guys tune in, you know. You guys hold me accountable for this show for the longest. So thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for making me accountable, getting up, and not only motivating, but being motivated. So thank you, everybody. Good morning, Mrs. Sin Lepole. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for watching this morning. So the Bronx is in the building. New York is in the building. PA is in the building. Philly is in the building. Love it, love it. Welcome, welcome. Florida is in the building. So good morning, everybody. It's Motivational Mondays. Happy birthday to all those celebrating a birthday. Yesterday I was invited to celebrate with my church family. And so happy birthday, Roberto, and happy birthday, Jessica, the two amigos. We was out there celebrating with them after church. We had a great time fellowshipping, even squeezed in a little nice little photo shoot for he and Queen. So shout out to everybody that I saw out there. Oh, my church family crossover was definitely in the building. Shout out to Angel that I went to go see at Brandon Hospital yesterday and she wasn't there. It's okay. I'm not blaming you. Don't feel bad. Okay. It just happened. But I still had to go visit. Shout out to all those in hospital, all those lockdowns. All those that are supporting somebody that's locked down, shout out to you. Shout out to you for being supportive. Shout out to you for writing them that letter, for leaving them that money on them books. You know, thank you for being supportive, for showing your love however you can show it, because we forget that in the little things we can, you know, show love and just show common humanity, right, for other people that are in different situations, bad situations, desperate situations, you know, wherever they're at. So we got to love on people wherever they're at in life. We forget that. We really do, especially when we're doing good, right? We forget that at one point we were doing bad, or we forget that at any point we can do bad, right? Most of us are like a paycheck away from doing bad, so we really got to always keep that in mind, like, you know what I mean? It's great, and we always need to be, like, grateful for where we at in life, but let's not forget that in a heartbeat, right, in a heartbeat, in a New York minute, like I like to say sometimes, we can be a paycheck away from needing, from being that person, you know, that needs assistance. So don't be embarrassed or mad when you have to help someone or when you should help someone, because it's going to come back. You're going to need help eventually one day. Trust and believe, yeah, you will. So when you have a chance to do it for others, do it, you know, do it. Good morning, Derek. Good morning, Derek. How are you? So Motivational Monday, it's about motivating others. It's about, I'm not seeing my calls. Okay. It's about motivating. I didn't write nothing on the chalkboard also. So, all right. Mercy, forgive me. I usually write things on the board, but I didn't have a chance. So, Monday is about inspiring, motivating, spreading good energy and good cheer, having conversation, bringing up things that we deal with in life, right? I do life with my family. I do life with my church family. I do life with my audience, with my regular family. Good morning, India. Good morning. Welcome, welcome. The BX in the building. So as I do life and things happen, right, I like to just share it. And I like other people to share their stuff, their experience, so they can be able to help others. So it's through our testimony that we're able to help each other. So don't be afraid to share your testimonies. Testimony is important. Buenos dias. Buenos dias, mi amiga. Buenos dias. Yeah, we're international here. We're international. We're internationally known to rock the microphone. Good morning, good morning. So today, before I go into like the topic, which I'm still debating on it, but before I get into my main topic this morning, good morning, Queen. Yes, Queen Salute. You already know I got the shirt on today. So hashtag Queen Salute. Yeah, yes. I wanted to talk about the fundraiser, the online fundraiser that I'm holding, that I'm doing, that is currently going on for Healing Queens. For those that don't know, early this year, God put it in my spirit to start a nonprofit. The nonprofit is called Healing Queens with a Z at the end. So it's healingqueens.org. And we started our first online fundraiser through Facebook. And so if you're not following me on Facebook, follow Healing Queens. Healing Queens, one word, healing and queens with a Z at the end. And $1, $5, whatever. We're just trying to raise some funds that are needed to be able to continue to help the women that we're helping. As you know, because we're a nonprofit, we do rely and count on the public to help us out with all the things that are needed to purchase, to buy, because, you know, we don't ask the women for absolutely anything. So we cover everything. And that's the reason for the fundraiser. So thank you for those that already supported through Facebook. Thank you for those that contacted me privately and also donated that way. I appreciate you. These women appreciate you. This allows us to be able to visit them when they're in the hospital. This allows us to be able to take them to a lunch and love on them. This allows us to be able to pick up things that are needed to be able to donate to them. This allows to keep our workshops and our programs going, right? Because these are all part of programs and workshops that we do. But we do need material, and we do need to get to and from, and we do take women, like if they need to do their therapy or, you know, wherever they need to go, you know, we do take them, and all that requires funds. So thank you for those that have already donated, those that said they're going to donate, and those that will donate in the future. We appreciate you. It takes a village. It takes a village, so thank you guys again. So if you go to Healing Queens on Facebook, you can be able to find the link and you can be able to donate that way. Those that don't know, you can contact me, inbox me, email healingqueens with a Z at gmail.com, and we can give you other alternatives to be able to donate as well. We don't only accept monetary, which that helps a great deal to purchase things that we need, but we'll also take donations of, you know, everything else. So if you want a list of that, email us, and we'll definitely get that list out to you. So that being said, shout out to all those celebrating a birthday, anniversary. My condolences to those that just have, you know, sent their family members or their loved ones back to the essence. Well, they didn't send them, but you know what I'm saying. So rest in peace to those that are going through that. Want to be mindful of where you're at in life, right? So what's up with y'all? How's your weekend? How did it go? Who has I know in New York, I think kids are still in school. I believe the children are still in school. But here in Florida, the kids are already on vacay. So that means, yes, I'm on vacay as well. Thank you. Thank you very much. Come on. Don't hate. The hate is real. But I started my vacay. My mother just got back from a vacay. She was 10 days in Puerto Rico. Shout out to my Puerto Rico family. And so she had a great time. Oh, so New York, the kids are in school to when? June 28th? Yeah. These kids already are on vacay. But guess what? They're going a lot earlier. So, yeah. So you still get to get your 2 months. It's not the same over here. Like June 1st, they already hit us with hurricane season. Yeah, not too happy with the hurricane season. Didn't realize that once I was already here, and I was like, wow, thanks for it. But I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Now my palm trees, going into some music, be right back.
No one ever told me this would be easy, but I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?
Motivation of Mondays. What's up, Anthony? Good morning. Good morning. PC is in the building. India says not happy that in Puerto Rico most of the towns don't have power. So my mother was in Nahuatl, and Nahuatl seems to be okay. They have power and everything. So where she was at, she was fine. I believe she went to San Juan too. San Juan, well, you know, San Juan was the first one that had power and stuff. There are a lot of small towns that are still not with power. You're right about that. Because I don't, right next to where Nahuatl was at, they don't have no power for the last 9 months, 8 months, 9 months. So, yeah. So prayers definitely to Puerto Rico that they restore 100% because they're definitely not 100%. But the fact that people are going over there, vacationing and spending money over there does help the economy. So those that are saying they want to do stuff for Puerto Rico, you know, besides spending money, you can go over there too and, you know, enrich the economy as well. Go out there and stay out there, purchase to the local merchants and help them, right? Because we're quick to be like, hey, hey, you know, let's help or prayer and prayer. Listen, prayer changes things, but at the same time, you know, I've seen a lot of people like, you know, and not really do anything. So anyway, I don't want to get off topic, but just saying. I love my isla. You know, my family lives out there. My blood family lives out there. And they're strong. They're definitely strong, you know. We strong. And nos vamos a levantar. We're definitely going to get up and restore. And we're already doing it. My family's already restoring, already doing it. I have friends out there as well. They're restoring, they're doing it. So, Marissa, you're going on vacation Bible camp? All right. Ooh, that must be nice. Interesting. Yeah, almost 5,000 passed away during the hurricane. Yeah. I believe that number is higher, to tell you the truth. Yeah. Puerto Rico last year, December. So, yeah. I believe that those numbers are higher. They say 5,000, but I believe they're higher because there's still people missing from the hurricane. So, yeah, I believe definitely it's higher. So definitely prayers goes out to Puerto Rico all the time. There's some people that, you know, that doesn't affect them as well, but it does affect me because I do have family that live there. So we live with this daily. Yeah, we definitely live with it daily. What's up, John? Welcome, welcome, John. Thumbs up for you. Motivational Mondays. With your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. So we're here another Monday. And so the topic I wanted to talk about was that about, good morning, Coco, good morning. So the topic I want to talk about today is how God places people in our lives on purpose, right? Sometimes we feel people, we don't even know why people are in our lives, right? Sometimes we're like, what now? What in the world? Why am I friends with this person? Or why do I know this person? Good morning, Nelda. Good morning, Kazo. Good morning. We wonder sometimes why certain people step into our lives, right? And it's my belief. I'm just going to go with my belief. But it's my belief that when you're praying enough, I know when I'm praying about something, right? I'm asking God for this, for that, or just being grateful for whatever. And I need a reason because that's how he talks to me. That's the relationship that I have with him, my personal relationship. And I ask for certain things like, Lord, can you just, you know, I need like people around me that will support me, encourage me, you know, help me, you know, pour into me. Because I'm always doing it for others, but, hey, you know, I also need people to pour into me. And so God guided me to my home church, wonderful church, Crossover Church, and from Tampa, shout out, right? And so I found a church home, and that's amazing because I have amazing, amazing church family that pour into me and support me, right? When I come in all dried up after I poured into other people, they pour into me, and that's amazing. But in our daily lives, we also need people. So we need, you know, our church people, our friends, our family. Like, we need all sorts of groups of people to be able to pour into us so we continue to live, right? We're not meant to do life alone. And for a long time, I thought that I got this. Amen. I do this by myself. I don't need nobody. Good morning, Jerry. Good morning. For a long time, I was like, I don't need nobody. I got this, right? And I know a lot of us think that way. A lot of us like, oh, no, I do this. You know, nobody helps me. I do this on my own. But you don't. You don't. You know, God placed certain people in your life for the things that you may need, right? You may cover 50% or whatever it is that you're doing, but the other 50, God applies and places people in your life to help you along that path, along that journey. So we don't do life alone. Even those that be like, oh, I'm a loner and I do things by myself, you still have people around you that have to sustain you and pour into you in order for you to keep going, for you to fuel up, you know? And I say that because I was one of those people. I used to really claim, oh, I got this. This is just me, you know. You know, nobody really rocks with me. I rock by myself. But, no, that's not really the way. You do have people that rock with you. It's just sometimes we get upset or sometimes we in our feelings and we're like, you know, nobody helps us. It's just me by myself, but it's not. And even when you think it is you by yourself, well, because you see, you know, because there's no physical body around you, you're still not by yourself. God is still with you. God rocks with you wherever you're at, man. That's the beautiful thing of having this relationship. I love my relationship. Like, I'm on fire, fam. And even the people he brings around me are people that I need, exactly, right? He uses them to confirm things. He uses them to check me, right, and love. Who likes to be checked? Nobody, right? I don't like to be checked. But the fact that he brings certain people that will check me, and at the same time, when they're checking me, I can respect them, right, is beautiful. Because he knows me. Like, I'm his daughter. He created me. Like, he knows. If he brings some just old random person to tell me some random stuff, I'm going to flip, right? So because he knows me that well, he'll bring someone in my life that when they check me, in love, right? Gotta be careful with that. So when you're checked in love and you see that they're genuine with it, right? You can see their heart when they come and relay the message that God has for you. You're able to take that in and be like, oh, my Lord Jesus, right? The way you love me so much, the way you chase me, and the way that you use other people to be able to let me know if I've gone to the left a little bit or if I've gone to the right, because he wants so much for you and for me. Like, he wants us to be happy. He wants us to live royal. You know, he wants us to have the best of the best, right? But in order for us to have the best of the best, we have to do what he has already set out for us to do. And it's not easy. We want to do what we want to do all the time, right? We want to do what's comfortable for us. We don't want to do what's uncomfortable for us. If something's uncomfortable, we're like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to stay doing what I've been doing because I'm comfortable with it. But if you continue to do that, he's not going to stretch you. You're not going to grow. You're not going to be living in the royalty life that he really has for us, right? Good morning. Good morning, Diane. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Sid. Good morning, Cuzzo. Good morning, good morning. So he has this amazing royal life for us, but we're too busy wanting to do what we want to do. And then he sits back like that wonderful father and just, you know, like, okay, go ahead. Let me know when you're done, right? Let me know when I can intervene and when I can step in to be able to enrich your life, okay? To be able to give you everything that is in your heart's desire, because he will. But guess what, y'all? We have to stay focused on him for that to happen. We have to be prayed up. We have to open up that Bible, right? And not just on Sundays, and not just for Bible studies, but every day. every day. So I read my devotionals every day, you know. I go into the Word every day. I'm praying constantly for people every day, because kingdom business is never over. Kingdom business is always 24/7. And I love it, and I love the fact that, you know, God uses me. He uses me. Like, why would he use me? Like, you know, just the fact that he uses me, a broken, well, I'm in the process of healing, but, you know, a hot mess, right? I just go through stuff, right? I'm so unperfect, and he still uses me to be able to minister to others and to spread messages and, you know, so, wow, like, I'm telling you, he's like the greatest. Thank you for giving me that moment to brag about him, because if we can brag about other stuff, right, then we definitely can brag about him, because I know for me personally, he's done some stuff. He's continuing to do stuff. Like, Lord, I need you every day and every moment. Don't let me go. I don't know about you, but don't let me go, because he's my rock. He's my rock. He's the one I hold on to daily. Like, and am I perfect? No way am I perfect. Do I mess up all the time? You know? But the beauty of that is that he gives us another day to make wrong things right. He gives us mercy and favor, y'all. Why you think y'all continue to get up every day and be like, a morning yawning, right? You better know who you're thanking. You better, man, you better stay grateful, right? So India writes, and whoever is listening to lushradioonline.net, you can also check me out live on Emma E2K Facebook. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm reading. Some people leave comments, so I like to read it to share with everybody else. So India says, read the devotional and the Bible app. They have nice devotionals, yeah, on the Bible app. That's true. And yeah, well, I'm big into Christian music, so I definitely do that. So you play that on your laptop before starting your day. Yeah, I do that. I do it on my phone, on my laptop. I just love music, so definitely listening to some Christian music gets me going. Now, I'm gonna keep it a thousand, not even 100. I'm gonna keep it 1,000. There's now and then, because I'm such a hip hop head, that I go back to listen to my original hip hop. You know, I don't know if that's right or wrong, but I know I do it. And I like to mix the music. I like to listen to a variety of music, you know. But I'm careful about what I am listening to. So if the music that I'm listening to is just a little too cray-cray, you know, and talking about things that are just not fruitful and not positive, then I kind of just, you know, tune out of it. But every so often I do come back to my old school, to my throwbacks. And you know, and I feed my spirit just a little bit. So yeah. Balance. That's balance. It's all about balance. So it's not about a right or wrong thing. It's just about balance. You know, life is about balance. You know, so even if you right now are living not such a positive life, right? It's about balance. You can't just be 24/7 just doing negative stuff. You know, you just can't. You got to balance that out. You got to come to the light. You can't continue to live in the dark all the time. You know what I mean? Because look how even God has structured day, right? So you have a couple of hours of the day, and then you have certain hours that is night, right? Balance, people. Balance. I'm going to go into some music really quick. Yeah, and I'll be right back.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Before I even do
hey,
that.
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tosh, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Nice.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. When you're falling down, it'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness. Now I've seen my problems, never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, feeling like I'm in a nightmare. Man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. Lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
because it's making you stronger.
We got to hold on.
All of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break afraid. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why's it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger
and hold on
and never give in.
Don't you ever give in.
When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
you know what's making me stronger.
We got to hold on.
For another day, Motivational Monday, with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another Monday. I like my Mondays are like a double blessing, for real. And on top of that, this is like my therapy session, like my free therapy session. because as I'm talking and sharing, sometimes there's things that I needed to hear, like. Sometimes, like if we talk, right, sometimes we don't realize that when we're talking, we're answering our own stuff sometimes, right? Like we're wondering in our heads, like, what? And when we start talking, we're like, okay. Sometimes we don't even got to go that far, right? God will use us to be able to give us our message and confirm some things. So, yeah. So he uses others, and he uses us too. If we're really in tune, if we're really paying attention, right? If we really want to hear and paying attention. Good morning, Liz. Good morning, good morning, good morning, sis. Good morning. BS is definitely in the building. I see Queens. Am I seeing Queens today? No way. Queens is in the house? Yes. Love it, love it, love it. Good morning, welcome, welcome one, welcome all. So we're talking about... The topic of today is talking about the people that we surround ourselves with, the people that pour into us, the people that we allow to give us advice, or the people that we use to counsel us, right? And there's certain people we go to be counseled. There's certain people that we go because we know that person wants the best for us, and so they're going to give us the greatest advice. At the end, we're the ones that have to walk the walk. At the end, we're the ones that have to make those decisions, right? We can take opinions or advice from people, and depending, like, where they're at in life, too, you want to question it. Like, so if there's somebody that doesn't have their stuff going on and they're trying to tell you kind of what to do, you got to question that, because it's like, okay, if you knew what to do, you will have your stuff together, and you don't. So maybe you're not the right person in this season and in this moment to tell me how to do certain things, right? So who we go to for counseling is important, because if you're coming to someone for a spiritual aspect and you see that person doesn't even go to church, or not church, doesn't even open the Bible, doesn't even know scripture, and it's not living such a positive or Christian life, that's not the accurate person you will come to ask for to decipher a scripture, or to, you know, anything that is that you want to know spiritually, or if you want to go to church or whatever. You won't go to that person. You will go to somebody that's actually going to church, or actually attending Bible studies, or actually know what's, you know, the meaning of that scripture, or someone that can help you, right? So in other words, if your house is on fire, you're not going to call your nail technician, right? Okay, so I made my point, right? All right, so, you know, on fire, you're not going to call your nail technician. You're going to call the fire department. So the people you go for counseling, make sure they're the accurate person that you need, so you can be able to get everything you need to get for that question or that inquiry, and you know you're going to get the full effect from it, right? So the people that we have around us are very important. Now, people that we have around us, not everybody that we have around us is for good purposes, but they are definitely needed, because they're the ones that fuel us. They're the ones that help us kind of in a good way. They kind of help us to keep going, to fight, to struggle, right? And to see where we don't want to be, and to see that once we get to a certain place, we have to come back and help those people. Yeah, because that's how God functions, right? So there's certain people in our lives that can be damaging. And if we're not prayed up and if we're not in a good place, we definitely shouldn't be around those people. But when we get healed, right, when we get good and strong spiritually, mentally, physically, we can then come back and be a light to them. Right? So if we are not a light, don't be around dark people, right? Because if you're not a light, you're just going to get consumed in, and you're going to be just as dark as the people that supposedly you're trying to shed light to, right? I don't know who that was for, but whoever that was for, let it be a confirmation this morning for you on whatever it is, right? Yeah, so we're almost at the end of our hour. Wow, that was quick. We already in June, people. First week of June. What is going on with 2018? It's just flying by. But I'm so excited for 2019. Y'all don't even know. What's up with the hashtag 19s? I see y'all 19s out there. I'm so excited for 2019. And 2018 has just been amazing and beautiful process for me. It's been teaching me. I've been learning. I love to learn, even when it's uncomfortable. I'm starting to even welcome that, when God is stretching me and I'm like in an uncomfortable place, I'm still trying to find the joy in that, right? After a good cry, of course. I'm still trying to find the joy in that, and how he loves me and how he chases me and how he doesn't let me go. So prayers goes out to my nephew, Cinco. Shout out to the Fernandez family. Cinco is actually every day just amazing, getting better, getting healthier. So prayers to my nephew, Cinco, who just said, I'm here last month. And it's here, and we're praying for him, and he's about to get boxer soon with his strong self. So shout out to the Fernandez family for sure. They're excited with that new blessing. Shout out to them. Shout out to those that that are doing what they're supposed to be doing, that are doing the work, that are not afraid to be in God's army, and actually are fighting for the right thing, right? Are being influencers for the good things. What's up, sis? Good morning, Liz. Good morning to you. It's Motivational Mondays. Yeah, thank you for the thumbs up. Can I see some love? Can I see some of them hearts? I love to see some of them hearts. Thank you, everybody that's been sharing this video. I see you. I see you doing that as well. Thank you for the support for those that have gone online and blessed us, that donated to our online fundraiser. Pretty soon we will have another fundraiser. And as a nonprofit, guess what, y'all? We're going to do a lot of raising funds until we get to that right number that we can be able to sustain our programs and our workshops to be able to help all these women that are in need. So thank you for those that have already helped out. You've definitely been a blessing, will continue to be a blessing, and helping and us helping queens. So it's not just women that are helping women, but there's men, true godly men, true kings that are stepping up because they want to see women healed, you know. These women are somebody's daughters, are somebody's nieces, are somebody's mothers, like, you know. So it's not just about other women supporting women, but come on, man, we need y'all too. We need y'all to step up and heal some women, too, because, come on, let's keep it a buck. Y'all going around breaking women, hurting women, some for no reason. You just are. So instead of doing that, just heal a woman, man. Be by a woman. Like, hold her down. Like, really love on her, you know. Really be that leader that God has called you to be. Like, lead your family in love. You know, it doesn't have to always be that you feel you need to slap somebody for them to listen. If you lead with love, believe me when I tell you, when you lead with love, the woman is more the chance is more highly that a woman is going to be receptive to that, to the love, not to the to the anger or to the bitterness or to the physical, you know. But if you lead with love, with true love, and we feel comfortable and confident in your leadership, oh, my God, we're going 1,000 for you, right? So that was just a nugget that I just shared with y'all. Take it. And let's heal these queens. Let's heal these women with the power of love, man. Let's guide them to the only one that can change them, and that's Jesus Christ. So, again, let me brag about my God. Woo! My God. It's the ultimate God. Yeah, that's the relationship that I have with him. So, I don't feel I'm in a religion. per se. I'm just in a relationship with the Almighty, right? I recognize my crown, right? You can't see the crown, you can't see me. I recognize that I'm a descendant of the King of all kings, and this is why I don't feel no sort of way when I let people know who I am. I'm a queen, right? And should be treated as such. But guess what, y'all? I have to be the one to be front line and center to be able to protect that, to be able to let people see that. If I'm acting in other capacities, I can't go around saying I'm a queen and doing all type of other mess, right? So, no judging. I'm just saying, right? So Marisol here on the Facebook Live, for those that are listening through LushRadioLive.net, I'm also live on Facebook, Emma E2K. And so Marisol says, if you give love, you get love back. Marisol, I want to agree with you, but that's not always the case, because I've loved some people that haven't loved me back, but I love them with God's love, because God calls us to love people regardless. You don't just love somebody because they love you back. You love on people regardless. It's a hard lesson that I had to learn within like a year and a half of this walk, but there's a lot of people that I love that don't love me back, and I'm still okay with that. I still pray for them, and I still will do whatever I need to do for them. So, yeah, so for the most part, I guess, you love people, they love you back, but not all the time. You can love people, and not necessarily they're going to love you back, because their agenda may be different, you know. Their reasoning for being around you or in your life may be different. Maybe it's not about love. They didn't come into your life to love you or to be loved, or you know what I mean? So, yeah, I kind of a little bit yes and no agree with you. I show how I want to be treated. Yes, so not the good one. Yes, you do show people how you want to be treated. Because they treat you a certain way doesn't mean they love you, right? They just will respect. Yeah, they'll just will respect the way you claim to be treated, because everybody, you know, you got to give everybody boundaries. So when you put boundaries, people will respect boundaries. They may not even respect you necessarily, but they'll respect the boundaries, or they'll respect you and not the boundaries. So, you know what I mean? So, yeah, we just got to set boundaries with people. Right? Love on them regardless whether they love us or not. Like, when I love, I don't love based on if you love me. I don't love based on what you're doing for me or what you're not doing for me. Because Lord knows, as he's my witness, I've had a lot of people around me that haven't done absolutely crap for me. And I still love them. And I still stepped up and helped them out in whatever they needed. So it's not about somebody giving you something, or love shouldn't be an exchange. You know, you're not going to love somebody for exchange of them loving you back. That's not what love is about. That's not what true love is about. That's not what godly love is about. About, okay, I'm going to love you, and in return, you're going to do, or I need this from you. It has to be this way. You know what I mean? So love, the love card is not something that you just play with. It's not a get out of jail card. But yeah, I love you, so you know what I mean? It shouldn't be used that way. Some people do use it that way. But that's not what it's for. That's not why I do it. If I tell somebody I love them, I'm genuine about it. Whether they love me, whether they're doing something for me or not, that really doesn't matter. You know, what matters is that I love them, I'm gonna pray for them. If they need my help, I'm gonna help them as much as I could, you know, and if it's reasonable too, because yeah, I'm gonna help them, but not something that's gonna help me, that's gonna take me out of my walk, right? So I'll help as long as it's through my walk. Am I being like conditional about that? I don't know, but I gotta be careful with me too. I can't let people just pull me down just because they need a favor from me, right? Good morning, Bernie. Good morning, bro. I got the godly bro up in the building. That's how it's at. So Bernie says it's true. She has done it for my family. When we first met. Stop it. Don't be coming up here making me cry, bro. So Marisol, so you hear what I'm saying, right? Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for bringing that up because that gave me the opportunity to be able to share that. And maybe, you know, maybe your way it worked. Maybe when you did love on other people, they loved you back. And that's amazing and that's great. That hasn't been my experience, so I wanted to share my experience, you know, because that's not necessarily like, you know, like solid. Because you love somebody, they're going to love you back. That's not the way realistically it works. And I know other people that, you know, have gone through the same thing and battle with the same thing. Oh, but I love this person. Why does this person doesn't love me back? Because I love them. Because not necessarily when you love somebody, they're going to love you back. You know, there's a lot of people that love people don't love them back. And I don't mean always in a stalkish way neither, because there's a lot of stalkers that just in their mind having relationships with people and, you know, but that's another topic for another day. But just saying, generally, you could love people, you could love on people. It doesn't mean that they're going to love you back. And you got to be okay with that. See, that's the main thing. You got to be okay with that. You got to be okay to know that you're going to love on certain people and they're not going to love you back. And you got to be okay with that. Because if you're not okay with that, then the only one that's hurting is you, you know? So I'm going to go into music, come back to my devotional, and, hang on. Let's go.
Young and I'm foolish, I made bad decisions. I block out the news, turn my back on religion. Don't have no degree, I'm somewhat naive. I made it this far on my own. But lately that shit ain't been getting me higher. I lift up my head and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart and fear in my bones. I just don't know what to say. Maybe I'll pray. Maybe I'll pray. I have never believed in you, no, but I'm gonna pray. Reading the Bible,
no.
I am still here and I'm still your disciple. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please. I'm broken, alone and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't want to lose, but I feel for the winners. When I try to explain, the words right away. That's why I am still here today. And I'm gonna pray.
Praise in the end.
I'm gonna breathe.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Talking here about the topic today was the people that you surround yourself with, how important that is, right? So those that are listening through LushRadioOnline.net, I'm also live on Emma E2K Facebook page. And so Bernie says, it's true. Be selfless, but ask Daddy God. True, very true. Learn to love yourself like God does. Don't look for people to do it like God does. Yes, definitely. Yeah. No, nobody can love me like God can love me. So I've already definitely learned that. We fall short. I've done it. Shoot. Oh, excuse me. I've done it unintentionally, but I've learned it's sacrificially a sweet scent to God because it's all for Him. Yes, amen. Talk that. Come on. So the reason why I was saying that was because Marisol had brought up that when you love, you know, you get love in return. And so I was just trying to at least share some of my experiences, which is that's not always the case. When you love somebody, then necessarily they love you right back. And we are, as Christians, are called, we as people that have relationship with God, right, Jesus Christ, we're called to love on people regardless. We're not called to be like, okay, I'm going to love you, but you got to love me back. But if you don't love me, then I'm not going to love you. You know what I'm saying? So that's just, I was just sharing that with Marisol. But yes, Bernie, what you're saying also makes a lot of sense, and I hope people take it in. So I'm going to read my devotional. You guys know I'm half blind, and I have to put my glasses on. Yes, my purple Versace, and and I'm going to read for my devotional book. I think... I've shared my devotional book before. It's a little God Time for Women. I also have another one. I read from two of them. But this one, it's June 4th. No matter where you are, God is there. Also, while there may be times when we ache to hide from Him in our shame, He is a constant presence. The beautiful thing about His omnipresence is that we have a steady and consistent companion who is always ready to help in times of trouble. Oof, thank you. We have no reason to fear the things that the world may throw our way. We've got the best protector of all at our side. Are you asking for this help in times of worry and woe? Or are you turning inward to try to solve your problems? Ooh, come on now. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. That's Psalm 16:8-9. Let God be your refuge. Nothing is too big or too small for Him. Even in your darkest hours, you can know true joy because He is your guardian. Take your cares and distress and cast them upon Him because He can handle it. Rest secure in Him. Oh, was that perfect or what? That right there was perfect, you know. I'm praying for all those that need to have heard whatever they heard today. I'm praying for those in the hospital incarcerated, those that are playing around with that door of depression. Shut that down. Give it to God. Man, He'll take care of it. He takes care of everything. That spirit of depression, that spirit, that demonic spirit that is trying to settle into your mind, I'm rebuking that today. I'm rebuking that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we can rebuke just about everything. Like, He is our protector. He is our everything. And once you get to know that, and everybody's in a different season, but once you get to know that, once you really understand that, fully understand that, then you'll really begin to live. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is Motivational Monday. It's been my pleasure and my honor to serve you this last hour. I hope you were motivated. I hope you were inspired. But most of all, I hope that today be the day that you reconnect with your relationship with God, or that you start one. That is definitely my prayer and my wish and my hope. God bless you. Till next week, stay amazing, stay wonderful, stay beautiful you, and know that God will meet you right in that place, right where you at right now, right there feeling broken, or right there feeling good, or right there I'm about to make a decision, right there where you at, right there. He will meet you right there. He's the perfect gentleman. He's just waiting for that invitation, so invite him today. Please, God bless.